Para español, marque el número 1.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. This is Samantha speaking. I may help you.
Yes, Samantha. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Yes, my name is Tammy Milner, and I called for my – I got locked out of my car, and I paid $250, and I went to acceptance, and the young lady gave me this number. So she told me to call you guys.
Okay. You said this was for a lockout, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I can definitely go ahead and assist you with that here. And may I also have your first name, first and last name once again, please?
Okay, Tammy Milner.
Okay. How do you spell your last name, Tammy?
M-I-L-N-E-R.
Okay. All right, just one moment.
Okay. You enjoying the rain?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, today didn't really see much rain outside. I think it rained like yesterday, but pretty good. I think we should be getting a lot of sun down here. I mean, it's
oh,
South
where you
Florida,
at?
Bipolar.
Oh, okay,
South.
I'm in Georgia. Oh, I thought you were.
Nah, we're down here in the South where the weather is bipolar, so you never know what to expect.
Bipolar, I know that. Right. You know what the girl told me? She said, everybody got a bipolar spirit. One day you're like this. You know, it's true, though, in a way. I thought I would beat that in the name of Jesus.
Right.
And she said, everybody got a bipolar spirit.
Right.
They is. Don't talk about it's debating on what kind of mood you in and your situation and circumstances.
Yeah.
Everything going good. You all right behind on that?
Right. That is true.
Mm-hmm. I killed myself laughing. She was young, too. I found out we that in the name of D. She said, if you think
right.
about it, something. When she left the scene, I thought about it. And I'm contemplating. I said, she is right. Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah,
so
that is funny. All righty here, Tammy. Let me go ahead and finish this up for you. So may I have the address on the policy, please?
1844 Carrington Drive.
Right, and what is the zip code for this app? I mean,
30223.
Okay, thank you for that information. In just one moment.
Okay.
And can you confirm the year, make, and model of your vehicle for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's a 2019 Chevy Camaro.
All right.
Convertible.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
And this is for a lockout, you says, and
yes, 4122.
Okay. And when exactly did you receive the service?
4122.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a number you were trying to give to me.
Oh no.
All right, so April 1st.
Mhm.
Okay, and for this claim that I'm opening, Tammy, would you like to receive electronic notification when there's a change within the claim status?
Yes.
Okay. Would you prefer text?
What it means, Tammy? Well, go over me what that means.
So basically, with the claim that I'm opening now for your lockout reimbursement, whenever there's an update, like if they are reviewing the documents, if they need additional documents, whenever they send a checkout, you would receive like a text message or email notification letting you know what's going on with the claim. So that's what that
is. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And would you prefer text message or email for that?
Email.
Okay. And may I get that email address, please?
Tammy Milner, lowercase, all lowercase.
Okay.
You got it? 888@gmail.com.
So 3 8s?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. All right, so I have Tammy Milner, 888@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I went ahead and added some information to this claim here. So I do have three options in which you can upload the receipt to us. I can give you the claim number and an access code number in order for you to log online and submit the receipt from there. Or I can send an upload link through email or a text message for you to click on that link and submit the receipt.
Yeah, do that. Do the last one.
The email?
The last one you said. You click on, for me to click on that link, because I ain't that good with upload and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. So which would you prefer, to email, click on a link from email or text message?
Yes. Email.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and send that over to you now. All right, Tammy, so I went ahead and sent that upload link over to your email address now, and all you have to do is just click on that link. It's going to say upload files or documents, and you're just going to submit the document from there and click on other. And once you submitted that and we receive it, oh, you're trying to get it done now? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I see it. NAB?
Yes.
What I do, hit document upload link?
Yes. Document upload. And then you're going to have to find a document in your phone if you're doing it on your phone.
Okay.
And just let me know what you see next after you click on a document.
Okay, it's a view claim document. Get file and picture.
Get file and pictures.
And upload the claim. So hit get file and picture.
Yes. Get file and pictures.
So where did I put in my files or camera?
I'm not sure where you have it. Where's the receipt? Is it in your gallery or?
No. Oh, I got to take a picture of my receipt.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad we can take a picture.
Okay.
Hold on for one moment. Okay, I just did it. So what did I do after that?
Okay, then you're going to go through the link one more time, and then you're going to submit that photo that you took of the receipt and upload it to the portal.
Okay.
So just go through the process once again.
Go through the what now?
just go through the entire process again. Just go back to the link and click on it.
Okay. Hold on for 1 minute. Let me take another piece of. I got to move this. That ain't no good picture. Okay, that's a good one. Just start all over where I was, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You can start over where I was?
Yes, you can.
Okay, hold on. Bear with me because I don't know. What did I hit? Gmail again, right?
Yes, just go to the link and just click on that and go to get files and pictures.
Okay. It's taking me back to. Wait, let me get my nephew to help me. Hold on. Thank
okay.
you. Jamal, come here for a minute, please. I need you to help me do something. I'm sorry about that, Samantha.
Not a problem. You're fine.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Yeah, I come. Well, somehow he's taking his time. I got him. It said choose an action. I done took, go to my files.
Yeah, just make sure it's a really good photo of all four corners
okay.
and everything.
Okay.
And it's clear.
They hit my files.
Really, yes, and just go there and just get to go, get to files, and it should pull up on your phone for you to go through your pictures and select that.
Okay. Hit images?
Yes, click on images.
Okay. Look, I'm trying, where you at, baby? What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get her a copy of this right here. I don't know how to do it. She need a copy of this right here. And she told me to go in my images. I just took the picture of this. Yeah, I don't know how to do it. I took the picture. I already took the picture. She told me to go in my images so that I can let her see that. I'll be my slave. Let her
tell
you.
Who? Who?
This is
somebody on the phone?
Yeah, Miss Samantha. Samantha, will you explain to him what you're trying to do?
So basically, she just wanted to upload the photo, her lockout receipt, to the link that I just sent to her. So just click on that link and go through the entire process and select get files and pictures and add the photo to, they add it as an attachment to the portal. And then click on other. Well, he has to go through the process, so I'm not sure exactly. I don't want to move too fast.
Oh, I see that you got to click on the link.
I did.
So click on the link and let me know what you actually see. So I
don't know how to do it, man.
What a link that she sent to.
Right here. Hold on, I got to go to my Gmail. You're taking me back. I don't know how to do that.
There's no pictures.
I can do this thing.
She's into a text or email?
Email. She came to my email.
Then you have click on Gmail.
Right here? I did, and they weren't expecting me to. Wait a minute, now. He's trying to help me.
Sure, not a problem.
Is this one?
Yeah, go back one more.
What was she
thinking? Yeah, right there.
Yeah, I didn't took the picture. Is this the picture?
I want you to help me tomorrow. I got to learn it anyway. Oh, I did it, Jamal.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to be in the city. We got to be in the club on that.
Did you actually find the link, or what's happening? I'm not sure exactly if you guys
are. We're looking at the views claim document. That's the link, right?
Yeah. So it's going to click on the link, and it's supposed to say get files or pictures. Did you already pass that
yeah,
step?
Yeah, get file. Yes, it's saying get file or picture, but when we take the picture, it doesn't.
Yeah, don't take the picture inside the link. Actually upload the picture to it as an attachment.
What is it in Google or what? Okay, so when we click on get file picture, we try to upload it from the file, but it's not saying upload. It's not letting us upload it, the claim.
Don't upload it to claim. Click on other. Once you upload the attachment, then you're going to click on other if you see that.
Yeah, it won't let us put the picture into it.
Not sure exactly why that is happening.
Yeah, we're clicking on get file picture.
Mm-hmm.
Then it takes us to our file. I'm clicking on the picture. But it's
and
not
what is it
saying
doing?
Nothing. It's not saying anything. It's not even.
Okay.
Let us click on upload the claim.
Can we just
send it from an email to your email?
I'm trying to see. Just one moment. Let me just go back. And okay, so just one moment. Let me just go ahead and see if I'm able to. Because if you send it to an email, I won't be able to actually confirm now if you receive it. It would be something that she would have to wait for a while before they are able to confirm if we receive the documents or not.
Hold on, okay. It's saying, okay, do you see? It's saying server error and application now.
Okay. No, I didn't see anything on my end. So hold on. Let me just send a text message link over to you so you can start all over. Probably take a picture of it. Is her number 678-826-8571?
Yes.
Okay. Tammy, who is your service provider? Is it like T-Mobile, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, Metro?
Metro.
Oh. Okay.
So you still don't see anything that just came through?
No.
What's going on?
Just one moment, Tammy. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Yes.
Okay, just one moment.
Bye.
Oh, it's uploaded. Well, she might have it now.
Might have what?
Yeah, she might have it now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ma. And I can't go with these things. It's not good with computers. She ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Mom.
What's wrong, baby?
Eat this stuff. Bye.
You alright? You alright?
It's y'all, baby.
She's so happy now.
She knew y'all. Look at her. That man take care of you, don't.
Oh, thank
you. Hello, Tammy.
Yes, did you get it?
All right.
You should have it now.
Let me see here. Just one moment. Okay, so I actually received it on the portal here, and everything should be good. So just a moment here. Let me see.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we actually did receive the information. And, of course, if they need any additional information from you based on the receipt here, Tammy, they'll definitely reach out and let you know if they need any additional information based on that.
Okay.
You should be all set. And, of course, the process in the department, it does take 3 to 5 business days in order for them to review and process this reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's approved, and they'll basically go ahead and issue a reimbursement based on what your policy actually covers, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Not a problem, Tammy. And was there anything else I can assist with for today?
That's it. Thank you so much, Samantha. You have a blessed day.
No problem. Thanks for calling, Clint, and you have a good day as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.